Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. As I begin this program, I want to remind you that I do have a new CD. It's not last year's CD. This is a new CD, again entitled Journey Through Advent. But this time the change is Journey Through Advent Cycle C. What you got if you got one last year was Cycle B. This is Cycle C. The readings are different. Commentary will be different. So I really encourage you, if you can, to go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on Bookstore and choose CD. And remember to ask for Journey Through Advent Cycle C. That's what you want. I think it can be a great help to you in preparing for the great feast of Christmas. I urge you, if you can, to purchase a copy. You can do that online. Just purchase a copy and allow God, just play it over. Maybe you want to play it over several times, but take it step by step. You have the scripture readings will be taken from the Sunday readings, and you're going to find the Lord speaking to your heart. That word is living. That word is active. That word has the power to change you. So we're going to walk through Advent by these readings. The reading today is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. I, John, saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with the seven last plagues, for through them God's fury is accomplished. And then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and on the sea of glass were standing those who had won the victory over the beast and its image, and the number that signified its name. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. If you have a missal or a missalette, read that passage just as I'm reading it to you now. Take it and read it out loud to yourself, but read it out loud. Listen to it. Listen to the words. We want to come and worship him, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Think of all the things that God has done for you that are righteous and good and holy. Perhaps you can't even recognize them, but they're there. God is always acting on your behalf unless you shut the door to him. Then you're on your own. But if you have shut the door, why not consider this Christmas opening the door and allowing your Savior to take up his rightful place in your heart? Now, what I'm talking about is real. It's not pious platitudes. It's real. Jesus, he desires a personal relationship with every one of his people. And only God can do that, but he can. Open up your heart for all that he has for you. I, John, saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with the seven last plagues, for through them God's fury is accomplished. Listen to that. Then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And he spoke about God's harps, and they sang of the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. We sing that in our parish. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. This is a people who know to whom they belong. And they want to celebrate this not as a past event. They want to celebrate the coming of the Messiah as though it were today, because in God there is no time. There is no past, present, and future. It's now he comes. Now he comes as a baby. Now he comes to save you. He comes as your Savior. How many times have you taken time to thank him? Thank you for becoming flesh for me. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for the promises you've made me. Thank you for the protection you give me. How many times have you just stopped and thanked God for the things that he has done for you? Psalm 98 tells us, great and wonderful are all your works, Lord, mighty God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy. Before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and it's just and fair and pure and goodness itself forever. It will never end. Don't stay outside this kingdom. You want this kingdom. Put down those things that create an obstacle for you and choose to follow him. Look what Jesus promises us in the Alleluia verse before the gospel. Remain faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He means that. It's not just, you know, poetic something or other. It's the truth. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 12 to 19, Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute." Listen to that. I'm going to repeat that. "Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents." In other words, there could be all kinds of persecution that comes upon us. I'm not saying it will, and I'm not saying when, but it could. It could. And the instinct in us is self-protection. It always is. That's the instinct, self-protection. And so we as adults need to be able to make decisions. Remember my telling you about a young priest saying to me, "Gladly would I give my life that the faith may grow. Gladly would I give my life." And he meant it. This was not just some dramatic statement. He meant it. He knew what he was saying. Now, we're all different. We're all different. At the same time, God gives us the strength to be courageous, to uphold our faith. He will give us what we need. When you hear somebody speaking against Christ, are you in a place where you could answer the question, not argue, but just give them the real answer to something they're debating or discussing? You know, sometimes you can just say, "You know, you might want to look at it this way." And then you give them an insight, an angle, a way of looking at something. There are all kinds of ways. You don't have to have a PhD. If you're reading Scripture daily, if you're following the catechism, if you're listening to the teaching of the church, you can do it. You have graces of sacraments in you, baptism, confirmation, first communion. My goodness. Reconciliation. You've got equipped with so much. Or just to be able to speak to people about how you love the Lord and why you do. Or to be able to explain a simple passage from the gospel. Somebody says, I never knew what God meant when he said X or Y. And you say, you know what you can say is, you know what, I don't know the answer, but I'll find it out for you. You can. Step out a bit. Step out a bit. And when you fail, be free to open enough to be able to say, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? Even if they mock you, it doesn't matter. You're doing what God wants you to do. And what comes out of that is greater strength and greater hope and greater love for him. And you come to know his love for you. You see, we're not just cast out here on this earth. And then God says, well, when you're done, you give me an account and we'll see whether you measure up or not. That's not it. God is with you every second. You have free will, so he never coerces you to do anything. He waits for you. You have free will. Don't forget that. That's a priceless gift. I really would urge you to take some time here before the actual beginning of Advent this coming Sunday, to take some time right now and say, let me just do a little inventory here. What's at least one thing that I can think of that keeps me back from a closer relationship with God? What is it? If it's sin, put your pride in your pocket and go to confession. Believe me, he will set you free. If it's not so much that you've done something wrong, but you're kind of lazy in the good things that you could do, maybe doing something like that during Advent. Somebody you know, perhaps in your neighborhood, you see that person needs help and you've always been too busy to offer. Do you ever think that maybe during Advent you could at least begin a relationship and offer to do one or two things over the course of this season and see what happens? God is waiting for us to say, I can do that, or I will do that. Or I'm scared, but I'll give it a try. It is utterly amazing what happens when people take that kind of initiative. And Advent is a very, very good time. Let's get the stable clean, brothers and sisters. Let's get it swept out and clean so that it may once again receive, each of us may receive our Lord and our Savior, our Messiah, our King. That we may give him welcome, that he may know that he is welcome. Remember when my father was gone away at business, there was always a light in the window waiting when he came home, and he knew that we were waiting. Does Jesus sense you waiting for him and longing for him to welcome him this Christmas as your Savior and Lord? May God give you all that you need. Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.